on top of the Jilin mountain, the Neelakandara, the blue cave. And inside that blue cave, there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Neela Madhava. The blue Madhava is there. On the bank of blue ocean, there is a blue mountain. Top of blue mountain, there is a blue cave. Inside the blue cave, who is there? Blue Madhava, that is Neela Madhava. So on this earthly planet, the Lord resides in Sri Kshetra Puri Dham eternally. But he manifests his Neela Madhava form for the first half of the life of Brahma. How old is Brahma now, you know? Any of you know how old is Brahma? Yes? How old? 50, he has completed 50 years, yes. He is running 51 years. But his 50 years is very big, long period, right? But, Satya, Tritya, Dwapar, Kali, like this 1000 times is one day of Brahma. Okay? 30 days makes 1 month, 12 months, 1 year. In this way, Brahma will live for 100 years. The whole lifespan of Brahma is known as Para. 100 years called Para. The first 50 years is called Parardha. The half of Para, his lifespan, is called Parardha. So according to scripture, the Supreme Person of Godhead, he manifests on this earthly planet, the shore of the South Ocean Sea in the Neela Madhava form for the first 50 years of Brahma's lifespan. And the second 50 years of Brahma's lifespan, he manifests in the Chaturdha Murti. Chaturdha Murti means in four forms. At Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Arjunmar. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Is there any other things along with Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra? Anything else? Anybody can say? What is there? Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra. Not from Chakra, but Sudarshan Chakra. Okay. So, have you seen Chakra? How Chakra looks like? Like disc. Not chakra means like a disc. But Jagannath, how chakra looks like? Have you seen Jagannath chakra, Sudarshan chakra? How it looks like? Like a pillar, right? Looks like a pillar. It doesn't look like a chakra. But the pillar sitting there, knowledge chakra stays right side of the Lord. But Jagannath chakra sitting where? Left side. So this is a question. Why with Jagannath, we are called chakra, but standing there as a pillar, and also instead of right hand side, sitting left side. I'll tell you the reason. Very important, you should know this. So once the Sudarshan chakra became a little proud, he thought that I am great devotee of Lord, I protect the Lord. Lord always carrying me on his hand. So he felt pride within him. But Jagannath being Antaryami, so he realized the Sudarshan Chakra sitting next to me and is feeling so proud. And he is thinking he is the great. Okay, I'll give him a lesson. That how great he is. Then one day, Jagannath called Sudarshan and told him, Sudarshan, you do something for me. But you go, there is one island in the middle of the ocean. One of my great devotees, very powerful devotee, he is doing tapasya. You call him. His name is Hanuman. You call him. then Sudarshan is thinking, powerful, great, greater than me, more powerful than me. Then Lord Jagannath said, yes, very powerful and great devotee of mine. Then Sudarshan became very envious. How can somebody become greater than me? Then anyway, he went to that island where Hanuman was doing tapasya. Then Sudarshan told Hanumanji, Lord Jagannath is calling you, he wants to meet with you, please come. Hanuman said, yes, definitely I will come to see Lord Jagannath. But Sudarshan had a plan that he will show his prowess, his potency, power. So he thought that I will not allow, by my power, I will not allow Hanuman to enter inside the temple. So before Hanuman arrived, Sudarshan Chakra is there. Jagannath temple has four gates, east, west, south, north. And Sudarshan Chakra, each gate one chakra is moving there. So when Hanuman arrived, east gate, and this chakra moving so fast, not allowing him to go inside. Then west gate, north gate, wherever he was trying to go, the chakra would not allow him to move inside to meet with Lord Jagannath. Then what Hanuman can do? His folded hand, he just prayed, Lord Jagannath, please help me. So immediately, by the mercy of Lord Jagannath, Hanuman manifested four extra hands. He got so much energy, with each hand, he got hold of one Sudarshan Chakra, just like a toy. Then he entered into the temple room. When he entered inside the temple, so there Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra sitting on the altar, and Sudarshan Chakra, his personification, Sudarshan Chakra, he's standing with folded hand in front of Jagannath. Then Sudarshan Chakra saw, this Hanuman is coming with four Sudarshan Chakras. So he's very surprised by seeing this. Because he was thinking he is the most powerful. But when he saw Hanuman comes four Sudarshan Chakras, he felt very great ashamed, that all his proud asmases, pride asmases. So Lord Jagannath wanted to show him, do you think you are the great? Just see, my great devotee Hanuman is so powerful, he brings four Sudarshan Chakras, four chakras. So that day, Jagannath told to Sudarshan Chakra, because he committed offense to Hanumanji, he stopped him entering the temple, and you are too proud, that's why I curse you. From today, you, your chakra form will disappear, you will become like a pillar. And instead of you stay in my right hand side, you will be sitting on my left side. So that is the reason why in Jagannath Puri, the Sudarshan Chakra has become a pillar. Then Sudarshan Chakra felt very sad. Oh my Lord, please forgive me. I am such a fool. I committed great offense. Then Lord Jagannath said, but what I have already told, that will happen. But I will give you a boon. So what is that boon? Then Jagannath said, the boon is, with me you stay as a pillar, at top of my temple, you will be there as chakra form, disc form, and you will be known as Nila Chakra. Nila Chakra. A blue ocean, Nila Sagara, then Nilachala, Nila Kandara, Nila Madhava, and you will be there on top of as Nila Chakra. So the special boon is, whoever will see you, who will see me, whatever result he will derive by seeing you, also same result will derive. Where the children can sit, some arrangements you can do. So the boon, special boon was, whoever will take darshan of Lord Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, what result they will derive? Same result they will derive if they see the Sudarshan Chakra. দর্শক হন হরিদাস ঠাকুর আজন Sudarshan Chakra is non-different from Jagannath. That's when Haridas Thakur was in Puri, that's why, because he was from Muslim background, as Mahaprabhu told him, he is not entering into the temple. Mahaprabhu told him, you stay here and you take darshan of Sudarshan Chakra. I'll tell you a nice pastime, to how one devotee who was not allowed inside the temple, but how Lord Jagannath appeared to him. There is one devotee, he is from Siddhul caste, and in Jagannath Puri, Siddhul caste people are not allowed inside the temple. So one day, he was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. One day he gave one coconut, his name is Dasya Bauri. He gave one coconut to a Brahman and told him, you offer to Lord Jagannath. But how to offer? You stand in behind the Garuda Stambha and show to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, your devotee has given this coconut, please accept it. If Lord Jagannath himself by hand he will accept, then you give, otherwise bring it back to me. So this Brahman took this coconut and showed to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, please accept this coconut. Then he saw one big hand, long hand came from the altar and picked up this coconut and went back to the altar. So he became very surprised. From that day he became known as great devotee of Lord Jagannath. So Jagannath was so pleased with him. One day he appeared to him in his dream. Then Jagannath said, you want any boon, I will give you. He is a poor man. He said, no, I don't want any. Just you please bless me, I get my daily food. So the daily food you will get, anything special you want. Then so when I go to Puri, they don't allow me inside the temple. So please arrange, I can have your darshan. Then Jagannath told, from outside you look upon Nila Chakra, you will see me there. So after a few days, then this Dasya Bauri thought, let me go see my Lord. Then he collects some nice sweet mango and carrying about 40 mangoes carrying on his head. So he came to Puri. At the main entrance, all the Pandas are waiting. They know he is a Siddhul caste man, he cannot go inside. Then they say, oh, you have brought this mango to offer Lord Jagannath. Give me, I will offer it to Lord Jagannath. So they are all fighting, who will take to take inside. But this man said, no, I will not give it to you. So why? You will take it back. No, I will offer it. How can you offer? You are a Siddhul caste man. Then he said, just see how I am offering. Then he kept the basket on the road. Then he looked up in Nila Chakra, then he saw Lord Jagannath sitting there, giving him his darshan. He get ecstasy, oh my Lord, you are so merciful. You gave me your darshan. So I brought this mangoes, please accept this mangoes. So he picked up two mangoes, and the sword immediately disappeared from his hand. Then he put up another two, so by the time hundreds of people, they are surrounded to see. Like all 40 mangoes disappeared. Very surprising, the Pandas, you know Pandas? And Puri Brahmanas, they worship Jagannath. Then they say, oh, this is just magician. It's a black magic. Lord Jagannath never eat mango like this. The thing that disciples are showing some black magic. And this man said, no, I don't know any black magic. I'm not a magician. I gave it, Lord Jagannath accepted everything. You can go check inside. In one panda, he ran inside the temple room, and when he opened the door, then he found Lord Jagannath has eaten all the mangoes, and the whole room is filled with all the mango seeds and mango peels are there. And Jagannath has eaten all the mangoes. So in this way, Jagannath proved that whatever we give, Lord, he accepts with love and devotion. So Lord, by seeing Lord Jagannath Nila Chakra, we get the same result of seeing Lord Jagannath also. So as we have little time now, children they have come, I would like them to sing something so that they can listen, you can have some exchange. I'll just tell one or two small stories. In one story like this, there was a tailor in Delhi. His name was Paramasti, and he's very ugly looking, had a hunch on his back. He's a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. So the Delhi king gave him to, ordered him to make some pillow, two pillows. When he was making those pillows, then he was thinking, wow, so nice pillows, how nice it would be if my Lord could use this. Instead, this Muslim guy is going to enjoy this. He had a desire for the service of the Lord. So that day, one day when he almost completed two pillars, when he was making pillars, he fell sleepy a little bit. Then he saw in dream, that day, there was Jagannath Ratha Yatra in Jagannath Puri. So Jagannath deities are very big. So big, like 30-40 people, they have to lift it. They can't carry. 15 people pulling from back, 15 from the bottom, 10-15. Now lifting, they lift and put on the ground. Then lift, put on the ground. When they put on the ground, they used to place a pillow under Jagannath. So at one point, they put the deity very heavily and the pillow bursted and all the curtains came out. There is no pillow. So how Jagannath will go? This man seen this in dream. No? When Jagannath came to Paramasti, this teller, said, please give me your pillow, I will use it. And he was very happy, Lord Jagannath wanted to use his pillow. Then immediately he handed over this pillow to Lord Jagannath. Then after some time, when he woke up, then he found one pillow is missing. He said, two pillows, he has only one pillow. But he was very happy, Jagannath took it. Immediately the Badshah sent a man, call this teller to bring my pillows. The teller went with one pillow only. Then Badshah asking, where is another pillow? The teller said, Lord Jagannath took it. He's a Muslim guy, he doesn't know. What Lord Jagannath took it? So, yes, Lord of the universe. He's in Puri. And he took it. Then Badshah became more angry, this Muslim king. Your Lord is so great. But he's sitting 2000 kilometers away, he can take my pillow. Okay, arrest this guy. Put him in a dark prison house. Let me see if the Lord can come and release him from this prison house. Then they arrested him, put him in a dark house. He was just chanting the holy name of the Lord. The Lord Jagannath realized my devotee is suffering for me. Then Rathyatra stopped. Then Jagannath came in the prison house. As soon as he entered, manifested. His Paramasti tailor is completely free from shackle, everything. The Lord Jagannath very affectionately patted him from his back. His horns disappeared. The Lord Jagannath told him, oh my dear devotee, you don't be as long as I have Sudarshan Chakra in my hand. No one can harm you. So he gave some prasadam to him. Jagannath said, very soon you will be freed from here. Then he went to king. Then he appeared in his dream, very angry. How you can dare to punish my devotee like this? Do you know who put you on this position? I have put you on this position. And you dare to punish my devotee, he gave me one pillow. And is that your father's property, everything belongs to me. So I tell you, before sunrise, you must release him from prison house. Otherwise, your whole family will be destroyed. The Lord Jagannath very angry and whipping him, beating and whipping him. And then Jagannath disappeared.
And when this man woke up, this king is thinking, wow, I saw a very bad dream. Some black man came and behaved with me like this. He's thinking like this. And after some time, then he's feeling pain all over his body. So what is pain? Then he looked, there is marks that Jagannath whipped him. He marked all over his body. Then he realized, wow, it's not a false dream. It's true. The Lord came and whipped, beat me like this. Then he took it very seriously. His Lord told, if you don't free, release this man, Paramesti, your whole family will be destroyed. So immediately he went to prison house. Then he said, the door is open and the Paramesti is completely free and is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then this king said, O Paramesti, your Bhagavan is Satcha Bhagavan, is real Bhagavan. Then he described what happened. And how he saw the Lord came and beat him. He very hard, then he put a turban on his head and he put him on top of a elephant and took a big procession in Delhi. So the point is, this teller is a great devotee of Lord, so he is very fortunate. But this king is not less fortunate. At last he could see the dream, Jagannath. Have you seen Jagannath in your dream, any of you? Any of you? No. But he saw the Jagannath came in his dream. Even if he got bitten by Jagannath, that is a mercy also. And Jagannath's mercy. So what happened recently in Mayapur? We have Jagannath temple. How many of you been to Mayapur? Raise your hand. Very few. The last year one group came. So we have a very nice Jagannath temple. So one day, one of the pujari, noon time, he gave some prasad to one rikshawala. And there are many Muslim people also. So rikshawala, he gave to one of his Muslim friend the prasad. The Muslim people, they don't accept prasad. He says, oh, this sin. And then he threw that prasad on the ground. Like that. Then the pujari felt very sad. This guy committed offense, threw prasad, the mahaprasad like this. And after 2-3 days, this Muslim man again came back with some rice, some raw rice, dal, some vegetables. He told, oh pujari Prabhu, please offer this to Lord Jagannath. I want some Jagannath prasad. The pujari became very angry. You nonsense, get out from here. That day, I gave you prasad, you threw it on the floor, on the ground, again you are coming. And this Muslim fellow said, no, Prabhu, what happened, you know? That day, I threw prasad, Jagannath prasad, when I went. When I was sleeping night time, in dream, I saw the three Bhagavans, they came. The black one is beating me like anything. It's beating and beating and beating. How dare you throw my prasad? And the white one, he's good. White one says, no, hey, don't beat him. In the middle, this yellow one is sitting. She's saying, beat him more. How dare he can throw the prasad of my, beat him more. So from by seeing this, I'm very scared now. Please you take this rice, dal, sabji, cook and give to God and give me some prasadam. So I used to think, you see, he's so fortunate. Jagannath Balaram has appeared to him. He's not a devotee. He's not chanting 16 rounds, not getting for Mangalarti, not following for regulative principles. But Lord is so merciful. Lord is so merciful. So whom Lord will give his mercy, that we don't know. So to receive the mercy of the God, we have to be very simple-hearted. Along with the devotion, as long as we don't make our heart very soft, the bhakti will not grow. If you take a seed and put on a marble stone, the seed will never sprout, will never grow. But if you put the seed in a soft soil, then the seed will sprout, then the creeper will grow. In the same way, to cultivate our bhakti, but we have to create a very nice field, very soft field. What is that field? That we have to plant our bhakti seed. You know, in which field we will plant our bhakti seed? And if you know, raise your hand. What is the field for planting the bhakti seed? Who can say? Any of you? You children? On which field we should plant our bhakti seed? Devotion, devotion is the seed, but where you plant it? Within the heart. Stand up, let them see your face. He understands. Where to plant the seed, bhakti seed, within the field of the heart. You plant the bhakti seed. But when you plant a seed, the plant will grow. You have to pour the waters. If you don't pour the water, how the plant will grow? So what is that water that you have to pour into this plant? Anybody knows? Raise your hand. Who can say, raise your hand? You told already. Okay, let them say. What is the water that you have to pour into the seed? No? So that is... What is that? Nectar of devotion? So many hands, yes? Mahamantra? Harinam? Harinastha, okay, yes? Mahamantra? You have something special to say? Not only Shravanadi Suddhajana Karaha Sachan. Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, they are all chanting and hearing. The water of chanting and hearing, we put, then the creeper will grow. When some plant and creeper will grow, then what happens? Then cows and goat will come and eat it, finish it. You come to Krishna consciousness, you listen nice things, you will go outside, some people speak something else, your bhakti will be finished. Bhakti creeper is finished. So when you plant some tree or creeper to protect it, what you do? What do you do? You put a fence around, right? To fencing, you are fencing to protect the tree. So when your bhakti creeper will grow, so you have to protect it, or there is some cow, goat will come and eat that creeper. So what is that fencing? How can you protect? First start from here, yes? By going to Mangalarti, four regulative principles. By not committing sins, how to protect anything? Venu, Priya? By the association of devotees. Association of devotees is fencing. If you get association of devotees, very important. Harinam is good. But Harinam with association of devotees is the best. संसार जिनते आर कोनो वस्तु नहीं साधु संग हरिनाम यही मात्र चाहिए साधु संग हरिनाम सो एवरीथिंग मंगल आरती चैंटिंग रीडिंग भागवत एवरीथिंग इज साधु संग सो द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द डिवोटी इज द फेंसिंग सो व्हाट इज द सीड व्हाट इज द सीड सीड आई जस्ट टोल्ड यू जस्ट टोल्ड नाउ व्हाट इज द सीड डिवोशन भक्ति इज द सीड And what is the field? Heart is the field. And what is the watering? Chanting and hearing. And what is the fencing? Association of devotees. And how long you should do this fencing? How long? He is saying, until it becomes very grown up, right? But that is the wrong answer. If you plant a tree, put fencing, and tree become big, no need of fencing. But bhakti is a tree or is a creeper? भक्ति इज वृक्ष और भक्ति इज लता, लता इज क्रीपर, यू अंडरस्टैंड? भक्ति वृक्ष, देयर इज नो भक्ति वृक्ष, भक्ति क्रीपर. सो क्रीपर नीड्स ऑलवेज फेंसिंग, नॉट व्हेन यू ग्रो नो नीड अ फेंसिंग. यू ग्रो मोर यू नीड फेंसिंग थ्रू आउट द लाइफ. That means throughout the life we need sadhu sangha, we need association of devotees. So that is very very important. Okay, so this one principle you should learn. Just be serious how we can stay with association of devotees for throughout our life. So that will balance everything. Chanting Mangalarti, reading Bhagavatam, everything will be balanced. Okay, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. So next, what do you do? So we'll have a little kirtan then, okay? In this Sri Hari Prabhu, your ex-Gurukul boys from Siddham Mayapur. So you have some mridanga players, no problem. Left 10-15 minutes. Mridanga Kartal players. Understand by English is okay? My English is okay? Understandable? So I invite you, please come to Mayapur. When a future gets sons, please come to Siddham Mayapur. Hari Bol. With this microphone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
इधर कृष्ण को का देखी
श्रील प्रभुपाद ही इंट्रोड्यूस्ड दिस गुरुकुल सिस्टम इन इस्कॉन एक्चुअली इन प्रीवियस एजेस the children were going to Gurukul only. Just like Krishna Balaram also went to Sandipani Muni's Gurukul Ashram. But that time, the social lifestyle was as such, whatever you learn in Gurukul, with that you can have a livelihood and you can build your future on that. But nowadays, that Gurukul teaching process has been almost abolished. And our society has grown up in a different way. So people feel very uncomfortable that somebody will grow, learn something in Gurukul and can survive in outside world. The Gurukul, mainly we are teaching now Veda Mantra, Yajna, but actually previously Gurukul, they used to also teach economics called Arthashastra, administrations, all kinds of things. And they used to teach in Gurukul. Nowadays there's more trained people wants material education to become scientist, engineer, doctor, professor. Gurukul, you don't get certificate. So as a result, in ISKCON we have Gurukul for children, they are learning Veda Mantra, Vedic mathematics like that. And your school, like your school here, Gurukul School, International Gurukul School, and in Mayapur we have also, in Bombay we have also, in Manipur we have school like this, which gives some material academic education in a spiritual environment along with some devotional education also. So that makes a very nice blend. We get some material education in a spiritual environment. But of course what I have observed is in Mayapur we have a CBS National School, Cambridge International School, and we have Gurukul also, where we don't teach any academic outside syllabus there. But sometimes people get very worried. You go to school, you have no certificate. What this boy will do? No job. We can't expect anybody goes to Gurukul, all become Babaji. No, somebody make household lives. But what I have marked, the boys they stay in Gurukul, when they come out of the Gurukul, they then become very sharp. The lifestyle, the concentration, that any job they pick up, they do much more better than somebody has come from an academic background. In administration, in computer, anything. So that is one good side. But many people they don't recognize. But we have a situation like this, where we are introducing the academic things also, outside world syllabus we are teaching. But the main purpose is horrible children's. Main purpose is that how we build our life, we build anything for a building, we have a strong foundation, very important. And your age is the foundation of your life. If in your age you will build up any weak foundation, in future your life will not be so bright. But if you build up your foundation, very strong foundation, then your future will become very bright. So that is the reason why you have introduced these things. And our schools is much more different than outside schools. And academically they may be doing good, because I have experienced that the children of our school much more difference in their behavior. At least in our Mayapur school I have observed that, because I compare with other school children and our school children. Just to learn some outside academic knowledge is not everything in our life. Now people, they are doing education. Why? What are people going to university doing education? Do you know, any of you know? Why people they go to school, college, university to complete their degree? What is the purpose? Any of you can raise your hand. Grown up boys, kids, maybe cannot answer this. Higher grade children, any of you can answer that why people are going to school, college, university for education? Who can reply? Why? Loudly. Why people are going? Some? He is saying that people they go to education institute to become? Become general, something nice. Well, that is supposed to be. But people generally they don't go to school for that purpose, because we see people are not becoming generous gentlemen by going to the academic educations. That is not happening in this earthly planet. People are simply going to complete their academic course so that they get a job. Yes or no? But the main purpose, going to school, college, and they need a certificate. Without certificate, you don't get a job. Without job, you don't get to eat. To maintain a family, you have to eat. But the point is, the animals, do they have a job? They have work in factory? They have work in office? Do they have? The animals? Yes or no? The animals in the forest, do they have a job in some factory? Yes or no? So why don't you tell me that no? The elephant has no job, but he is eating quintals of foods. Human being, they study so much. After study, then they have to run around to get the job. Big line to get the job. Yes or no? Yes? Okay. And you get a job, you're a human being. The human being, like in India, the government provides foods in through ration card. You know ration card? Every family has a ration card. All over the world, other countries also. You go, you stand in line, you get your milk, you get your petrol, kerosene, you have to stand in line to get your daily food also through ration card. But animals, anytime you have seen animals, they stand in line to get their ration, daily ration. Yes or no? No. Animals, they don't stand in line to get their ration. Only human beings, they stand in line to get the daily rations. Human beings, only after so much education, they go office to office, door to door to get the job. The point is, you are studying, but you have to understand the purpose of study. The goal of education, is not only to get a job, to earn our livelihood. The goal of education is to make ourselves a proper human being. A proper human being, that is what Prabhupada wanted. We should make a society of human beings, human society. In our earthly planet, we should educate to create a human society. But actually, the present education not creating human society. What it is creating? What society the materialistic education is creating? Animal society. What animal society? Sophisticated animal society. Not just animal society. Cultured animal society. Sophisticated animal society, Prabhupada saying. Prabhupada saying they are teaching something, you get sophisticated animal society. But purpose of a real education is not creating sophisticated animal society. So that is our purpose. We are bringing children from everywhere. We are educating, we are training. So in due course of time, we can create a good human society. Human society. So that is what you have to learn from your childhood. You are very, very fortunate. You all children are very fortunate that you have come to environment that will give a really good shape to your future. Good shape to your future. So you will remember, then you will feel very proud that how your life has been saved by being in this environment, in spiritual environment. You must have accumulated a lot of good fortune from your previous life to get this opportunity to grow in such a nice, good environment, spiritual atmosphere. So I hope you will take advantage of these facilities that Srila Prabhupada has created for all of you. Prabhupada used to love the children very much. So that's why he created this nice facility. So now you have to be intelligent enough, serious enough to take this seriously. Are you all very happy to be here? It is too restricted. Little too restricted. Do you play around? You play or you always study? You play also? You joke with each other? You are joking with each other? Yes? Okay, nice. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. You want to say something? You want to speak something? You want to speak? In our, we have three schools, one Gurukul school with 150 students, only they learn Vedic mantra. In that Gurukul, they go to bed like 7:30 to 8 o'clock, 7:30 I think. They go to bed and they get up 2:30 or 3 o'clock. And they have no kurta allowed there. Only dhoti and chadar, they stay in straw house. And they have to learn everything, including how to cook, how to clean the house, how to make the cow dung cake also. There is no electricity, only little electricity, there is no gas oven. They have to cook with cow dung, with clay pot, all Vedic style. And we have like it from 25 different countries, the children are there, they are learning this. Then in our International Cambridge affiliated school is there, MAP International School. But from 23 different countries, children are there. They learn Cambridge syllabus and same time they follow the spiritual programs also. And we have this national school which is made for devotee children and local children also. We have like 600 students there. And out of that, 100 Muslim students are there also. All of them, they know Mangalacharan, Sikhastaka, Guruvastaka, everything. Sometimes we have competition, special every day one period, they learn all these things. And we have introduced books, Sanatan Dharma Siksha. Sometimes the Muslim children, they do better than the Hindu children. Sometimes they become fast. There is one boy with us, Asik. Asik is here. Asik has not come. Asik Sek. He sometimes become fast in the class, Asik Sek. He stand up, very brilliant boy. He likes. So like many boys and girls are there. In our school, we don't see any difference, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. We accept everybody as children of Krishna. So out of those children, few children, about 36 children or 38 children, they have come here with us from different grades. Hare Krishna. Very nice. Thank to all of you to have your association. Very pleasant association.